wake up, shake up, and let's step up. As we broadcast live from Lambeth Bucharest Day, Arts Lambeth College.
We are live from Lambeth Bucharest Day.
And I've got a lovely lady who goes by the name Rahel. Is it Gidden? Rahel Gidden, from Putney Preschool and Day Nursery. What do you do?
So I'm the deputy manager there. We are a nursery setting from children aged 3 months to 5 years old, and we are looking for some lovely, fantastic nursery staff to join our little team in Putney.
So what will be the prerequisite requirement?
So you will have to be studying childcare, level 2 or level 3. And what we do from there is we really try to help grow our staff as well. So even if you come in at a sort of entry level, we will help you get to that third in charge role, those management roles, and take it as far as you possibly can within the Bright Horizons.
And how long would that be?
Literally within 6 months, I can get you on a level 3 course and be completely qualified.
Is the pay good?
Yes, it is. We're the highest paying branch in our region, actually.
Wow. And would you tell us how much you pay?
Maybe if you sign up.
Okay, what would it take for us to sign up, if somebody wants to sign up?
So all you do is come and visit us by our stands. We'll take a few details from you and then invite you in to have a look at our nursery. If it's something you really like, we'll go ahead and book an interview. And if not, there's no obligation to do anything further.
And when you say details, what sort of details are you talking about?
Just your name, email address and mobile number.
No NIN number?
No, not at all.
Okay. It's been nice talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Colorful, 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 colorful radio.
This is Sonia Ponian here. We are Colorful Radio. We're reporting live here today from the Lambeth Big Careers Day. And I'm joined here by Melissa. Now, Melissa, tell us a little bit about what St. Giles actually do.
Well, St. Giles Trust is a charity that helps people who have criminal conviction, who have been involved in domestic violence or gangs back into the community. So we help them get employment, training or education. So we cover a wide range of boroughs. We have loads of different teams in and out the field. Clients can come into our offices or we can go out and visit our clients.
Okay, so one of the things that I spoke to you about, well, what you spoke to me about earlier on is that you said you can help people to change their, if they're in a job, you can get them a better job, or you make them get a better position. Now that sounds really interesting. Tell us a little bit about how St. Giles works in the organization. Okay.
So that particular project is called Rootways. So Rootways help people who are in employment to come out of employment poverty. So what we will do is, if you wanted to remain in the job that you were in, we would negotiate with your employers to get you more hours, which means you get more pay. If you felt that was not a place you wanted to be, we would move you out of that particular employment and move you into a better one. So we will provide training, we will provide interview techniques, motivation and confidential skills to get you to where you need to be.
Okay, so I'm a little bit confused about how you can go into an establishment and kind of like demand that you can get me, you can demand from my bosses that, you know, they give me a better pay rise. So what kind of jobs do people have that would enable you to go in and speak to employers to get better salaries?
Well, at the moment, we can only do that with zero-hour contracts. So we have a lot of clients who come in on zero-hour contracts. So what we will do is go in there and negotiate a permanent contract, which will mean better pay and stability of employment.
Fantastic. So if there's anybody out there who wants to, likes what they've heard, how do they get in contact with you?
They can come to our stand, which is located in the orange zone. I will take a few contact details from them, which is your name, telephone number, email address, and then I'll contact you when I get back into the office.
Awesome. But if they wanted to just look you up in the meantime, how do they do that?
They can go onto our website, www.stgiles.org.uk.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Colorful, 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 colorful radio.
Right, guys. Sonia Pony here reporting live from Lambeth Big Careers Day. And I'm joined here, I say by in the studio, but we're not in the studio. I'm joined here by Sarah. And Sarah's from a company called Prospero Teachings. So, Sarah, tell us a little bit about what Prospero actually do.
Okay, so we're a teaching agency with offices all across the UK. Our main headquarters is based in London, and we supply schools with all types of scarves. So we work with nurseries, primary schools, secondary schools, and SEN colleges as well. We supply schools with experienced staff all the way up to postgraduate level, but we also work with graduates as well. So we work with all staff across schools, whether you're a teacher, whether you're admin worker, teaching assistant, support staff. We supply schools with all those kind of stuff.
So do all these people need qualifications?
No, you don't. So if you are a young, fresh graduate that's just come out of school, or even if you don't have a degree, you can still work in a school. We provide CPD training as well.
Slow down. What is CPD training? Never heard of that, baby.
So we supply our candidates with training. All training is provided by ex-teachers as well. So you'll be getting the best training from the best staff. And we do this with all our candidates, whether you are experienced or not. And we do that in our office in London.
And you're at the Lambeth Big Careers Day. What kind of people are you looking for today?
We're looking for anyone, you know, that's passionate about working in education. It doesn't matter what sort of background that you have. We're just looking for, you know, energetic people that are happy to work for children.
Awesome. And if there's anybody out there who wants to get in contact with you, apart from coming down here today, how can they do that?
So they can visit our website, www.prosperateaching.com. We are also based in the Orange Zone here today. So come and have a quick chat with myself and my colleague Zainab. We'll just take a few details from you and tell you a little bit more about what we do. But if you can't make it down here today, go on our website and register and come in and see us in our office in Moorgate.
So, guys, if you're out there and you're listening and you really fancy yourself as a teacher or even a teaching assistant, don't worry. Prospero Teachings are here to help you. So listen, I'm going to hand back to the studio for some more music. Thank you very much, Sarah.
This is my woman by Patty Rankin and Wandico. We are broadcasting live from Lambeth Vicarage Day at Lambeth College. If you are a school or a college leaver, a parent, or currently unemployed and need help with making decisions about your future, then this is for you. We have Sonia Polian roving about for interviews all coming your way. Keep it colorful.
Colorful
radio. Yes, Sonia, you've got somebody with you.
Absolutely. We are broadcasting live at Lambeth College at the Lambeth Big Careers Day. And I'm joined here by Isabel from Fulham FC. Now, listen, we know that we had football last night and England won, right? I want to know if you're not just a Fulham supporter, but an England supporter. And also, she's from America. You know, they don't have football, they have soccer.
Yes.
Right, so listen, tell us a little bit about Fulham FC.
Yeah, so me and my colleague Jim here are from Fulham FC Foundation, which is the charity which is attached to the football club. And we work in the community in Southwest London. So Wandsworth, Lambeth, we're really big here. And we do a lot of community sport. So we have traineeships, apprenticeships, if you're really interested in football and you want to learn more,
Hold on, let me ask you this. So is this people who want to coach people in football or?
Yeah, so it's more coaching, learning the kind of admin side of football. So it's perfect way, obviously, big football fans right now, everyone is. And it's the perfect way to combine your love of football and work. So we do offer all of these great programs where you're surrounded by football every day. It's great.
So, guys, listen, if you're out there, not just guys, women as well, if you're out there and you're a big football fan, listen, the football season is on right now. Get yourselves down to Lambeth College. So if anybody wants to get in contact with you, apart from coming down here, have you got a website, social media, or anything like that they can contact you on?
Yeah, sure. So you can always go and just Google Fulham FC Foundation. We do run our soccer schools right now, so those are our big camps, and we have a lot of information for that on the website and different programs that we run. So, yeah, if you get on Fulham Soccer Schools.com or Fulham FC Foundation, you can find us.
And is there an age restriction for anybody that you're looking for?
For our apprenticeships, we're looking for 18 and plus. And for coaches, we're always looking for part-time coaches. So 18 plus and an FA level one.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Isabel. Right. Who have we got next in the house? We've got Mike Cole from...
Thames Rockets.
Right. Now, Thames Rocket, come closer, Mike. I won't eat you. I promise you. But yeah, stand up here. So listen, tell us a little bit about what Thames Rocket do. I know it's not rocket science, but, you know, you're rockets yourself. Tell us what you do.
I love the pun. Thank you. That's great. We're Thames Rocket, so we do speedboat sightseeing on the River Thames. So it's an attractions industry. And we do a variety of different trips from the London Eye and Tower Bridge. And we take people out all year round to go and see the sights, get a bit of entertainment, and then get a thrill ride on the speedboat as well. That's great.
Right, so is this in particularly for the tourist industry, or is it for people who are at schools and colleges, or just kind of like people who are doing stuff that are points of interest?
We've got a range of opportunities really within the business to welcome anyone who wants to get experience in attractions. That ultimately is what we do, but also in the maritime sector we work on the water. A really good entry level job really for starters is the boarding assistant, which is on the pier, and they can welcome the passengers, get them kitted up, take their photos, begin their customer journey from the moment they arrive on the pier. And then there's opportunities to move into the water, work as guides, skippers, up in the office as bookings as well. So yeah, there's plenty to do.
So what age group of people are you looking for today?
Well, we're ultimately, anyone can work on the water, so we're very open. But here, of course, Lambeth College is a great day today. It's so busy. So many local businesses involved. It's fantastic. But we're anyone from sort of 18 years and over.
So entertainment business sounds like you have to have a certain kind of personality. So what kind of personalities are you looking for?
We just need people who like people, who want to talk to people, who are open and ready to interact with our passengers as they arrive.
Right, guys, so if you're out there and you're a pen pusher or you like to be behind the desk, this isn't the job for you. We want you to be loud and proud. So listen, if there's anybody out there who's thinking about the entertainment business, how can they get in contact with you?
Absolutely, yeah. Just go to our website, www.themesrockets.com. You can apply for a job through there, or drop us an email, bookings@themesrockets.com.
Awesome, and that's it. Thank you very much, Mike Cole from Thames Rocket.
You are still tuned to The Colourful One as we broadcast live from Lambeth Vicarage Day. Sonia Paulian has got somebody.
Yeah, reporting live. Listen, I'm joined by Gemma from Strand Palace. And Strand Palace is dear to my heart because my mother used to work there years and years and years ago. But Gemma, tell us a little bit. Listen, I can't even imagine how Strand Palace would need some staff or advertising because, you know, you guys have been around a long, long time.
We have. We've been around since 1909, so, you know, a huge amount of years. We've just actually started a multi-million pound refurbishment, so we are looking for eager, enthusiastic, hungry people that want to join us on a journey as we are rejuvenating the hotel.
So what are they actually doing to it? I know they're refurbishing it, but, like, you know, what's the interior going to look like?
What's the look? What's the feel? So we are giving a bit of a nod to our Art Deco history. That's what the hotel is famous for. So we're trying to make it a little bit of a touch of Art Deco, but with a modern twist and a modern feel.
Awesome. And what kind of people are you looking for today?
Anybody who is eager. We just want enthusiastic, happy people that want to serve people and make London a happy place for tourists to come and stay.
Now, I know Strand Palace do a lot of things, and they're connected to their partnership with a lot of, like, their theatres. So is there, like, an age limit or particular jobs that you have that you think that you're looking to fill right now?
So the main jobs that we're looking for at the moment, we've got a lot of customer-facing jobs, so food and beverage, breakfast service, restaurant and bars, maybe a few reception vacancies, anything customer-facing, anything in that environment that they just want to serve people.
And if there's people out there who don't have any experience, does it matter?
Not at all. All of the training we do in-house, so we just want people that are happy, that are smiley, and that want to do a good job.
Awesome. So listen, guys, if you're out there and you want to work in the hotel
industry?
Yeah,
hotel world.
Hotel world. Get yourselves down to Lambeth College. We've got the Big Careers Day going on today. And speak to Gemma from Strand Palace Hotel. But listen, Gemma, if there's anybody out there who can't make it down here, how can they get hold of you?
The best place to look is on our website, which is www.strandpalacehotel.co.uk. And we also advertise on caterer.com.
Thank you very much, Gemma. Right. Oh, my gosh. Don't go anywhere, Clark. Don't put no music on.
I'm joined by Jenny. I'm loving your hospitality.
Jenny.
Your hospitality interview there.
Thank you very much. Hospitality, you know, this is Jenny, and she's from Merlin Entertainment, so kind of a little bit like hospitality. Good. But listen, like, I've never heard of Merlin Entertainment, so just tell us a little bit about what you do and the kind of people that you're looking for today.
Okay, so Merlin Entertainment is the second biggest family attraction company behind Disney. So we do operate attractions globally around the world, but some of the attractions that you might be more familiar with are Madame Tussauds, the London Dungeon, the London Eye, Shrek's Adventure, and what else do we have in London? The River Cruise. Those are the tracks.
What, the London River Cruise?
Yes, yeah, that's part of us as well.
Oh, right. So when you buy the ticket for the big red bus and you go on the River Cruise, is this part of your organisation?
Yes, it is, yeah.
I've done that one.
Yeah, that's one of my favourites, so it's good, yeah.
All right, so the kind of people that you're looking for here today.
Yeah, so our attractions do get very, very busy. Of course, we're coming up to summer period, so we're going to get even busier. So we're looking for people who are really confident in talking to high volumes of people at one time, people who are really fun and bubbly and just want to have fun.
So if you're a pen pusher, you like to be behind the scenes, this isn't the job for this, because your face needs to be out there and your voice needs to be out there. So you're looking for warm, personable people who can just talk to anybody at any time. So is there an age restriction, or are there any like apprentices that you have going on?
We don't have age restrictions. Obviously, you do have to be 16 to work in our attractions. We don't have any apprenticeships at the minute. Unfortunately, it's not something that we offer at the moment, but obviously it is something potentially for the future that we could look into, but unfortunately not at the moment.
But with this entertainment business, there's so many different things that you do. So the person or the people that you're looking for, are they going to be working on different attractions, or are they just going to be designated to one area?
So you'd work for one attraction specifically, but of course in an attraction we do have multiple departments. We've got the admissions team that actually sell the tickets. We've got retail shops. Obviously we need people to work in there as well. We also have people who are just dotted around the attraction as more of information points for all of our customers. So it's very, very broad, very wide range of things we have on offer. But ultimately they're all guest engagement and customer interaction roles.
Thank you. So if there's anybody out there who can't get down here to the big Lambeth Big Careers Day, how can they get in contact with you?
So they can visit our website, which is www.merlincareers.com, and also just come down and visit our attractions because they're very, very fun.
Awesome. Now listen, you said that you're the second largest attraction apart from Disney, but do you have anything in Disney? Are you related to, is it that program called Merlin or something, Mystic Merlin?
No, we don't, unfortunately. They are quite a way in front of us. Obviously, Disney is a massive, massive, globally recognised brand, but we are second to them. We don't have, obviously, any of the films or anything like that, but our attractions are known worldwide.
Right, guys, so if you're out there and you're a tourist and you want to know a little bit about London, right, and things, because there are so many things to do in London, right, so they need to contact Jenny at...
Yes. Merlin Entertainments. .com, yeah.
Or social media?
Yes, we do have LinkedIn pages. We obviously have, each attraction has their own website, which has a careers page linked to it. So yeah, just have a little browse at what attractions we have in London and then head to our careers page.
Right, thank you very much, Jenny. So guys, listen, if you're out there and you're looking for a job, you need to get yourselves down to Lambeth Big Careers Day, because there are loads and loads of employers down here looking for employees. Right, next on the list, I've listened to this, LSBU. Tell us what's your name?
Renee.
Renee, where are you from? What's LSBU?
So LSBU Employment is the recruitment agency for London South Bank University.
Hey, I know that because I used to go to South Bank University. I done my housing studies there.
Oh, really?
Years ago.
No, so we've been open since January this year. So we're helping students, graduates, alumni, and also external people find temporary, part-time, full-time work. We're trying to get the students into flexible working so they get the feel for what it's like when they finish uni to have the work experience. And we could also help them find work that's in their field of studies.
Right. So you're from London South Bank University. You're here at Lambeth College and you're looking for potential people to
help find work, yeah. We also do consultancy, so we help with CV preparation, interview preps, we deliver workshops as well.
So I'm a little bit confused, like a university and a college.
Okay, so we do external recruitment as well. So some of our work is in the university, but we also have external clients that will be looking for people as well.
Awesome. So if there's anybody out there who's looking, what kind of jobs do you have?
So we do general staffing. So it could be anything from reception, admin, sort of to engineering, finance, anything like that.
Okay, so if there's anybody out there who wants to get into any of those departments there, how do they get in contact with you?
So they could come and visit us. Obviously, we're at London South Bank University. Or they could contact us by email. It's lsbu-employment.com.
Right, Renee, thank you very much. Right, over to the studio for some music.
Yes, this is Black Panther by Lady Lashira, Lambeth Bicarest, Day Live on Colorful Radio. Sonia, over to you.
Yep. Song Eponian here, broadcasting live and direct from Lambeth Big Careers Day. If you're looking for a job, get yourselves down here. Clapham Common Site. I'm joined here by Maya from Today. Job Today? Today Job?
Job Today, yeah.
Job Today. Okay, Maya. Tell us a little bit about your organization, what you do, and why you are here today.
So we're here to introduce job seekers to Job Today. We're a really quick and easy way of finding a job. We're free to download from the App Store or the Google Play Store. It's easy to find a job in as little as 24 hours.
Right. Now, this is an app-based organization. So for our listeners, just tell them a little bit how the app operates. I know it's simple, but they don't know.
So all you need to do once you downloaded the app is go onto it and it will show you how to make a profile. You put your picture there, you put a really simplified version of your experience and what kind of work you're looking for. Then when you want to apply to a job, you just hit apply. You don't have to do a long-winded CV or cover letter. The employer goes straight to your profile and can find all the information they need.
Boom! Just like that. Boom! So is there a registration fee?
There's nothing. It's completely free for job seekers to use. You're guaranteed to hear in 24 hours whether you've been shortlisted or not. So it's a really quick and easy process.
So how many employers do you have who actually uses your app?
We have over 400,000 employers on there actively looking to hire. So we've got huge brands like the Hilton, Nando's on there, to small independent family businesses. So whatever you're looking for.
Right, guys. So if you're out there and you feel like, oh my gosh, I can't face all those people at the Lambeth Big Careers Day, get yourself to the app. The app is called
Job Today. We also have a competition running at the moment. If you do find a job before the 31st of August on the app, we will be doubling people's first month's paycheck.
Right, it's worth downloading. Any app store at all for any Android phone or smartphone, yeah?
Exactly, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Maya.
Thank you.
All right. Listen, next... Next, I've got here, what's your name?
Chris.
Right, Chris from BS Social. I'm thinking, BS?
BS Social Care, that's it.
No, what does BS mean? I've got my analogy of what
it is. Hey, come on now. Come on now. It is Brook Street. Brook Street Social Care. So we're a sister company to Brook Street. We're an employment agency looking for support workers, care assistants, any support staff that have qualified and got experience. We're here to sign you up and find your work.
So Brook Street, I remember Brook Street back in the day when I was like in my early teens and 20s, right? So they've got a separate department for social care.
That's right, yeah. That changed about 25 years ago. So it's been out for 25 years. Got 4 branches in London, over 600 active temporary workers throughout London, working on a weekly basis.
So do you take on apprentices at all?
We don't. Unfortunately, we don't. We need someone who's got experience, at least 6 months, and preferably a qualification.
And if they don't have qualifications, is there any trainings that you give?
There are. We offer in-house trainings. We work with a number of organizations that offer trainings so that you can grow as well. So that's a perk of working with Brook Street, because we work with so many other companies and organizations and local authorities. You can get the training, qualifications, etc., paid for by the companies.
Awesome. So listen, guys, if you're out there listening, Brook Street has been around for decades, centuries. How long?
Oh, 70-odd years now.
Almost as old as me. No, sorry, I'm almost as old as it, something like that. But listen, get yourselves down to Lambeth Big Careers Day. If there's anybody else who can't get in contact with you here, how can they get in contact with you?
Give me a call on 0208 748 7148 or... just Google BS Social Care.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Over to the studio for 2 minutes.
No. Before we play more music, how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I am 55 years old. I'll be 56 in a couple of weeks' time. So make sure you got my birthday cake and birthday drink. Everybody, you're in trouble now, Clark.
Thank you.
I've got Maddie here. I've got Maddie. Maddie's trying to run away from me. I don't know why he's trying to run away from me. The thing about
maybe because of your age.
I'll be quiet. Right? The thing is, right, you know, when you've got a business, you need a bit of advertising. Everybody needs advertising. And it costs money. And we're here to give you a bit of free advertising. Look, and I don't eat people. Trust me, I do not eat people.
She only bites.
So I'm joined by Maddie, and his company is called Securitas Events. And you are recruiting for who?
Recruiting for Securitas, security and stewarding all across UK, London, M25, all across the country, to be honest.
Okay, so hold on. So, yes, you two, tell us what you do. Should we sit down? You might be a little bit less nervous. All right, Maddie, and speak into the microphone, please. Tell us what your business actually do, your company does.
Yeah, we do security, stewarding, anything that has to do with security and stewarding, for any events, corporate, retail, football, shows, exhibitions, anything that has to do with security.
Okay, so are you looking for security officers?
Yeah, we're looking for officers that are already in security, that need a casual, part-time, zero-hour contract kind of thing, and even officers that don't have the SIA badge.
So if they don't have their CIS badge... SI badge, right? They must have changed it. So do you go through the training with them?
No, we don't do. We don't train them for the SIA badge. But we if they don't have the SIA badge, we can employ them as stewards till they get their SIA badges.
Yeah. And how long does it take to get the SIA badge?
It depends on them. We already have stewards that don't even want to do the SIA. They just want to stay as stewards. But if they want to do the SIA, it probably takes about... The course itself takes about 6 weeks. Then you have the assessment. Then they apply for the badge. That in total probably take about 2 to 3 months. Yeah.
Okay, not bad. And is there any funding for people to get their SIA?
No, we don't.
Do you need apprentices?
We take anybody over 18.
So as long as they've got their badge.
They don't need a badge. Yeah, as long as they're over 18 and they're willing to work, we'll employ them. Yeah.
So if there's anybody out there who can't get down to the Lambeth Big Careers Day, how can they get in contact with you?
They can email us on securitas.events@securitas.uk.com.
Thank you very much, Maddie. Weren't that bad now, was it?
Not really.
Awesome. Over to the studio and you, Clark.
Colourful radio.
Okay. Right here, my name's Mac and I'm here at the Lambeth Big Careers Day and I have a young man in front of me who's actually a student here. His name's Ibrahim. So we grabbed him. So Ibrahim, tell me about yourself. What you've been doing here, how long you've been here, etc. Tell me.
I'm a student here at Lambeth College and I'm doing my own business as well. I started this year.
Really? You started this year? So how long have you been actually at the college?
I have been in this college for 5 years because at the beginning I had to start learning English because I didn't know how to speak English before. So I had to learn English now. Then that's now my second year for doing the course business.
Really? So you did your English, you did everything else, and now you've done a business course here as well?
Yes, I did a business course. I'm doing a business course now.
Okay. Oh, so you're into your second year business course. So, okay, right. So what is your business that you're working towards doing?
My business is about men's rings because all of them are handmade and natural stone. And they come in different sizes and different colors.
Oh, men's rings. So, okay, right. I tend not to wear jewelry myself, but actually watches. But yeah, so you do men's rings. So, okay, so what inspired you to do that when you came here?
Actually... At the beginning, I had my own rings, and I saw many people liked it because it looked different, not the same as the other rings. So many people, they asked me, from where you get it? I said, okay, no problem. I started small one, then I sold it all. Then I said, oh, that's amazing. So I get more bigger now. I get more collection each 3 months, new collections.
Really? So you hand make these yourself, and you design them yourself as well?
No, I didn't. I don't design them, but I have a friend who designed them and make them. Then he send it to me. I just have to pick the collections, the colors, the sizes, and the designs.
Okay, so why are you here today at the Lambeth Big Careers Day?
I'm here to just to talk to more people and to tell people about my business. And that's it.
Oh, so you're here to self-promotion. Hey, that's not bad. In actual fact, we had somebody on earlier that does marketing. So in actual fact, I'm going to direct you to him because he will help you with marketing, etc. They're very keen on doing things like that. So do you need any marketing?
Yes, of course. I do need it. It will help me a lot.
Okay, excellent. Right, Ibrahim, nice meeting you, sir.
Nice to meet you too. Thank you very much.
Okay, congratulations. Okay, now for a bit more music.
Right, over to Sonia, Mac. Okay, so listen, guys, this is Colourful Radio here, and we are broadcasting live today from Lambeth College for the Lambeth Big Careers Day. And listen, if you're out there and you're looking for a job and you don't know where to go or what to do, get yourselves down here. If you can't get down here, go onto the website. There are so many employers down here. They are looking for people. Listen, I always say that there are so many millions of people unemployed, but there's all equally so many employers who are looking for people to work for them. And I'm joined here by Sue from GLL. Now, Sue, tell us what GLL actually means.
Okay, GLL is a leisure trust, social enterprise, not-for-profit organisation, and we basically manage leisure centres on behalf of local authorities. We also run libraries as well now, manage in Bromley, Greenwich and in Wandsworth, children's centres and play centres.
Actually, do you know what? You see that logo that you've got on your shirt? Better, the feel-good place. Do you deal with people who are elderly? Do you have like classes for people who are like over 50?
Yeah, we have a wide range of activities for all particular target groups, whatever age, from 0 to over 55-year-olds. We have our club programs that we basically offer weekly programs of activities, whether that's social or physical activities, because everyone now wants to come together. We're trying to change the perception of a leisure centre and what actually means there. People are put off by sport, but it's a place to go and actually meet new friends.
Awesome. I remember when I was at journalist school, I'd done some research and I came across your company. But listen, what are you doing at the Lambeth Big Careers Day today? What kind of people are you looking for?
Okay, so I'm the community sports manager based in Lambeth working for GLL, and we're recruiting for all types of roles. People are going to put off by sport, leisure. You don't have to be sporty to work within the organisation. So we have customer service advisor roles, which potentially, if you're working at reception or front of house, sales lounge. We also have recreation assistants that support with pool lifeguarding and also supporting the setup of activity areas, fitness instructor, and also offering apprenticeship schemes for our GLL college.
You do a wide range of things. So let's talk a little bit about the apprenticeships that you've got available. Is there an age restriction on it?
Potentially, you need to be 16 plus. At the other end, at whatever age, we recently had a scheme based on like Baywatch, so we're actually recruiting older lifeguards, and also we're trying to recruit swimming teachers.
Hold on, these Baywatch babes, right, the older ones, do they have to wear a bikini or orange swimming costume?
Not at all, but you know, this generation now, the older generation is getting fitter and younger. So when you say 50-year-old, you know, they're actually thinking they're 30, 40, and they're quite fit, so yeah.
Right, so if there's anybody out there that wants to get in contact with you, how can they do that?
Basically, if you go on our website through glljobs.org, basically it's all our vacancies on there as well, even through our website better.org.uk, all the information is there.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Sue from GLL. So if you're out there and you fancy getting into the leisure industry, get on to GLL. Who is next? I've got Ollie here. Ollie. Ollie is from Eden Care. So Ollie, tell us a little bit about Eden Care, what you do. Come closer. Don't be afraid. Come closer.
Eden Care. So we pitch ourselves as a tech-enabled home care company.
Tech-enabled? Break that down for us, please.
Yeah, so we've got a platform to allow all stakeholders to be much more informed about the care they're delivering. So all our carers have a digitized care plan. So when they're on their way to their next appointment, they can find out a little bit more about the person they're caring for, their profile, and their care plan. All other stakeholders involved also get notified about when the carer leaves, when they arrive, what they've done that day, and you can message, obviously, the family members and keep them, everyone, informed.
So is this like an app-based thing?
it is an app-based thing. It is a platform. It allows our care workers to set their own schedules, so we give them much more flexibility. So if you know if they can't work on the weekends, then that's fine. We're going to find you clients that are Monday to Friday. If they can't work on Mondays or during the day because of their studying, we'll find you clients that suit your schedule around that. So
awesome. So you're here at the Lambeth Big Careers Day. What kind of people are you looking for?
Well, we're looking to educate and inspire those that are studying health and social care. We, as they're studying, we want them to be able to do part-time work, to learn about the industry, and to be inspired. You know, there's a lot of care workers that are leaving the industry because they're not being treated very well. But we're here. We're paying a minimum of £12 an hour. We're giving that flexibility, and we're giving that in-house training as well. So if you're worried that you haven't got experience, that's fine. We'll get you there and we'll train you through it in-house.
Awesome. So if there's anybody else out there who can't get down here today, how can they get in contact with you?
They can go straight to our website. So it's www.eden.care, and that's Eden spelled EDYN.care /join. And you can sign up there and we'll be in contact right away.
Right. Awesome. Thank you very much, Ollie. So if you're out there and you've been studying health and social care and you want to get into a care job in the community, go to Eden.care, EDYN. Thank you very much, Ollie. Now, I'm also joined by Laura from
City and Guilds Group.
Right. Thank you very much, Lauren, for being on time. Come a little bit closer. Tell us a little bit about what City and Guilds Group do and what kind of people you're looking for.
Yeah. So we basically develop different products and services to help people develop their skills at work. And today we're here with our Apprentice Connect program. So I'm a former apprentice as well as the other colleague on my stall. And we're just telling young people about apprenticeships, where they can find them, kind of what the real day in the life of an apprentice is, the benefits of them, what they can do once they finish and whatnot.
All right, so you've done your apprentice with this company here, right? And now you're actually working for them.
Exactly, yeah. So I started about 2 years ago, got my level 3 qualification in business, and then got kept on permanent last April. So, yeah.
Congratulations to you. So listen, guys, if you're out there and you're thinking about doing an apprentice, it does work. Lauren is living proof. So the kind of people that you're looking for today, Lauren, tell us about them.
So we're looking for people to take on work experience at the moment, to hopefully develop them into apprentices. So anyone that wants to kind of get into the city office environment, but isn't sure where to go. Also young people from a disadvantaged background we're looking for to help them kind of break down barriers to get into work.
And so the work experience that they're going to do, how long is it or how short is it?
Yeah, so we do 2 weeks and we do 6 weeks. So 2 weeks twice a year and then 6 weeks throughout the summer we do an internship for young people.
And if anybody gets onto those work experience short courses, do they get paid or do they get like travel allowance, lunches?
Yeah, so for the 2 weeks, we pay their travel and lunch every day. And for the 6 week internship, they get paid the London living wage, so £10.20 per hour. £10.20 per hour.
£10.20, that's more than the minimum wage.
Yeah, it's definitely a good deal. So they get 6 weeks worth of experience and a pretty good salary.
So when you were an apprentice, did you go on the 6 weeks training as well?
No, I didn't. So it's something we've developed over the past 2 years as kind of a way to help more people find out about what we do and to kind of inspire more young people.
So I take it you've got a lot of partnerships with different organisations.
Yeah, so we have a lot of partnerships with local colleges. We've done work with Lambeth College before to support their students, education, business partnerships and whatnot we work with to recruit their students.
Awesome. Thank you very much. So if there's anybody out there that wants to get in contact with you, how do they do that?
So they can visit our website, so cityandguildsgroup.com or our Twitter, just City and Guilds Group. Tweet us, DM us, and we'll get back to them.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Lauren from City and Guilds.
Colourful Radio.
Sonia Ponian here. Live and direct at the Lambeth College Lambeth Big Careers Day at Lambeth College in Clapham Common. So listen, get yourselves down if you're looking for a job, okay? You want an apprentice, you want some training, there are loads of people here. And right now I'm joined here by Aisha, who is from Lambeth Council. Now, what could Lambeth Council be doing at Lambeth Big Careers Day?
So I'm really, really excited to be down here from the council. We are literally embarking on a journey to really expand our apprenticeship program by a lot. So we're trying to actually get in 60 apprentices this year. We've only got 11 in at the moment. And, you know, right now we've got 14 vacancies for apprenticeships ranging from level 2 right up to level 4. And we're just introducing an IT graduate apprenticeship as well. So
you've got apprentices in which industries?
So they're mostly office-based industries. So we've got customer services, We've got project management, we've got data analyst roles, we've got HR, legal apprenticeships as well, so paralegal. So we've got a real good range, and we think, you know, it's a really, really good opportunity, and we want people from the community to get involved, and to, you know, those that are looking for employment, it's a great way to get into work. We pay really well as well. So,
do you hear that, guys? She said they're looking for people. So if you're out there and you don't have a job, there's so many different jobs that she just mentioned. All right, so listen to this, Aisha. So if people can't get down here, right, well, actually, tell us a little bit about the apprenticeship. So is there an age restriction, young or old?
So there's no age restriction. You can be, as long as you're 16 and above, you can apply for our apprenticeship program. And we've actually got a good range, actually. We've got some people over 40 who are doing our apprenticeships, and we've got people as young as 19 doing our apprenticeships. We'd love to have, you know, all ages apply for our apprenticeship.
So if somebody goes on the apprenticeship program, do they work every single day, or do they work 4 days and go to college 1 day? How's it distributed?
For some of our level two apprenticeships, it is distributed just as you said. So 4 days they'll be working at Lambeth. 1 day they will be either at work and have an assessor come in assessing what the work that they're doing, or they'll be at college for more technical courses such as project management, data analysts, and those sorts of roles.
So listen, guys, if you're down there out there and you want a job, this is how you can get in contact with Aisha.
Yeah, so if you go to lambeth.gov.uk and you search jobs, you'll be able to find all of our live vacancies. They're actually live now, so you've got to step on it quickly. And if you want to get in contact with me directly, if you email apprenticeships@lambeth.gov.uk, and you can get in touch with me that way. And I'm looking forward to hopefully hearing from some of the listeners today.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Aisha. So if you're out there and you're looking for a job, Lambeth Council have said it. They want loads of people. They've got positions to fill.
Colorful. 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 Colorful radio.
Coming to you live from the Lambeth Big Careers Day here in Clapham Common. Sonia, you have somebody in front of you. Tell me
yes,
more.
Yes, I've got two young ladies here, Amisha and Brenda.
Brenda.
Brenda, and they are from Job Centre Plus. Now, Brenda, tell us a little bit about Job Centre Plus, what you do, and why you are at the Lambeth Big Careers Day.
So, Amisha and myself and some of the other team are here supporting some of the employers. So I'm supporting Park Plaza today. And what we do as a recruitment team is go around doing job surveys, bringing in employers. We also do job surveys for our own jobs, job centres, where we get the clients, customers to come in, and we help them then find work, basically. Yeah.
So what are you doing here today?
So today I'm supporting Park Plaza, and that's it. And that's basically seeing what customers that they're trying to get into their housekeeping vacancies, food and beverage vacancies, and just speaking to the people that are coming in and out today, and just promoting Park Plaza and working within the hospitality industry.
Which part? Oh, Park. Oh, the hotel.
The hotel, yeah.
Righty-ho. All right, Amisha, so what do you do for Job Centre Plus?
Basically, I do the same job as Brenda. We just go around. We do lots of jobs where we try to bring employer and customers together. So we just cut the middleman. That's the agency in between. So we just bring the customers to the employers. Also, the reason why we are here today is so that we can meet more employers, and we can match them so that we can match our customers to the vacancies they have currently. That's what we do.
Awesome. And if there's anybody out there that can't get down here today, how can they get in contact with you?
So we are across 5 different job centres across Lambeth and Suffolk. So if you want to walk into any of your job centres and ask for the employment advisor for that particular office, they'll be able to help you with any of the vacancies that they have.
Awesome. Is there an age limit?
No age limit. No.
What about if I'm 65?
That's fine. As long as you're fit and able to work, that's fine. Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you very much, ladies. I'm also joined by, what's your name?
Theodore Suri.
Theo?
Theo, yeah.
What do you do, Theo?
I'm the executive chair of the Lambeth Youth Council.
Oh my gosh, if you see this guy, you've got to take some photographs of him. He is the executive chair of the Lambeth Youth Council. How old are you, Theo?
I'm 13, though it's hard to believe.
I know. 13 and 6'2".
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us what the Lambeth Youth Community do.
So essentially what we do is we represent young people across Lambeth in everything that affects their daily lives. So if it's health, if it's education, the environment, their houses. And so we try and represent them as best we can in all these different departments.
Okay, so, but you're only 13.
Yeah. So we have many contacts. We have a budget that we can, rather large budget that we can spend. And, well, yeah, we do what we can.
So are you at, you're at school at the moment, right?
Yes.
So when do you find time to support this youth community?
Well, I have to admit, I do put a lot of time into it. But I find it fun, and it's interesting, and it's useful for my CV. So, yeah, I just find time after school, weekends, things like that.
So is it run by young people as well?
Yes. It's going
to
be run.
So if there's anybody out there that wants to be part of your organization, how do they join?
You can join via the website. You can join via social media. We're here at our stand today. We go to lots of events in schools across Lambeth. We're not hard to find.
Okay, tell us what your website is and your social media handle.
LambethYouthCouncil.org and Lambeth Youth Council, at Lambeth Youth Council, on Twitter, Facebook, whatever you want.
And is there an age restriction?
So from 11 up and then up to 18.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Theo. Right, I'm also going to be joined here by...
Judiah.
Judiah, what a big name. From?
Resources for Autism.
Okay, so now I see that you had some stuff on your table, and the young people was there playing with it, and you were talking. I was looking, oh my God, are they going to go away with it? But you was actually explaining to them what it is. So tell people a little bit about autism, first of all.
Well, basically, it's a disorder, lifelong disorder. You're born with it. That affects, I think, about 1% of the population now. You have a problem with the way you communicate, see the world, understanding things like metaphors, social communication, social interaction, have a lot of problems with anxiety. So as an organization, we try to alleviate those things. So we do things like play groups, holiday schemes, music therapy, art therapy.
Do you go into schools and colleges and do that?
If the school are, no. No, in fact, we do. There's a school we do go into, but the school or college will have to request that.
Okay. Mm. So is this part of a government initiative?
No, it's a separate charitable organisation. Been going for about 22 years.
So what are you doing here at the Lambeth Big Careers Day?
Well, basically looking for nice young and older people who might be interested in supporting somebody with autism. I'm the volunteer development manager, so I'll develop them. They'll get training. If they need one-to-one coaching, I'll do that as well. So that's what we're looking for.
So tell us about these, what are they called, activities?
Yeah, they're sensory toys. Okay. So one of them you can use for coming to an end of activity. So instead of having a timer, when that fluid goes down, then you can have that for an end of activity. The other one is a sensory juggle. So if somebody might be anxious or you want to change a behavior, you could use that to maybe distract. And the other one is to squeeze. So all about sensory, if they're stressed.
So could you just remind us of your beautiful name again, please?
Judiah.
Judiah. Judiah.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It means praise of Yah.
What religion are you?
I'm a Hebrew Israelite.
Israelite, you know.
And I'm wearing my fringes.
Oh, is that your prayer cloth or something?
That is to remind me to keep the Torah, the laws of the Most High.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's the Lord. Okay, thank you very much. So listen, I'm also joined by Delia from Amadillo's Day Nursery. I thought you ran out on me. I really, because I came around to your table, you had gone like, where are they? She went to lunch. So listen, tell us a little bit about Amadillo's. Have I pronounced that correctly?
Amadillo's Nursery and Preschool is opening in the autumn. We are based on East Lake Road, just off of Cold Harbour Lane, near Loughborough Junction train station. And we'll be providing a service for 0 to 5-year-olds.
And what kind of people are you looking for?
We're looking for experienced, qualified candidates. Level ones, twos, threes.
No, you can't be looking for level ones. Level ones, they do that at school, even I know that.
Well, we're even looking at apprentices as well to help them and work experience, help them get work experience.
So it's a brand new nursery and you're looking for staff, right? Are you going to be providing any training?
Training is ongoing. So when it comes to childcare, there are various courses that staff will be able to go on and attend. But yes, certainly training will be provided.
So if I'm like a level two and I come to you, I'm already qualified, and I decide, well, actually, do you know what? I want to go up the ladder. I want to do a level three or level four, whatever they call it. Okay. Is there an opportunity for me to do training whilst I'm working for you to still be like an apprentice or something?
Absolutely, 100%. And there are many courses that employees can attend and work alongside doing those courses. They can be assessed while they're at work, so there isn't always the need to have to go to college and work. They can get their qualification alongside work directly.
Right, thank you very much, Delia. Thanks for not letting me down. So that's Delia from Armadillo's Day Nursery. It's opening
in the autumn.
In the autumn, Eastlake Road, SE5. Right, over to the studio for Big Man.
Thank you, Sonia. Marvellous interviews there. And amazing, that young man, 13 years old, 6'2". He was a giant. He would stare me in the eyes. Anyway, it's Colourful Radio. Don't forget to come down here. We're at the Lambeth Big Careers Day down at Lambeth College, 45 Clapham Common, Southside. Nearest tube station is Clapham Common, SW4 9BL.
Listen, guys, we are broadcasting live here today at Lambeth Big Careers Day, and I'm joined by Joe from Future Engineer. Is that right?
So, yes, I'm from Network Rail, so we're trying to encourage our engineering schemes. So we've got an advanced apprenticeship engineering scheme that anyone, if they're over 18, they've got 4 A-star to C grades, they can all join and participate.
Hold on, if they've got what? 4 what?
4 A-star to C grades.
You're not asking for much, are you?
But
hold on, so Joe, tell me a little bit about you, because I know that you are part of the Network Will, is it a graduate scheme, right? So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay, so I'm on the HR graduate scheme, so I've been at Network Rail for almost 2 years now. So at the moment, I'm based in Basingstoke, so I'm working in HR, trying to set up a great people manager program where we deliver courses on managing sickness absence, handling difficult conversations.
That must be awful, managing people's sickness absence.
It's sick all the time. Some people may get sick, and many people will get sick for valid reasons. And I guess it's just about coaching managers on having some of those conversations and making sure that they're doing best to support their staff.
So do you actually like interview them like back to work kind of thing?
In terms of the managers, sorry. No.
So you know like when people are off sick, yeah, they may be off sick for a period of time, right? Yeah. Do you have to interview them or arrange for them to see one of the Network Rail doctors or anything like that?
Yes, so we all encourage them to go on welfare meetings. So somebody from Network Rail will come to visit with the employee that's off sick, talk to them about how they're coping, what additional support do they need, and when do they think they're likely to come back to work. And also we encourage them to have a occupational health referral as well to go through the process.
Awesome. So what is it that you're doing today at the Lambeth Big Careers Day? What do you want to get from here?
So essentially I really want to encourage as many people as possible to be interested in Network Rail and be interested in the railway industry as a whole. So we have 4.5 million people that use our railway every day. So
hold on, are you a train spotter?
So I'm partial to a bit of train spotting, but maybe I'm possibly not.
Have you got one of them scale electric things, one of them great big massive scale electric?
I haven't, but that does interest me. But I think, you know, whether you're a train geek or not, I think the opportunity to work on the railway, you know, millions of people use our railway, might be doctors, nurses, to get from A to B. So
you don't have to be a doctor or a nurse, you know, because I used the railway this morning to get here, and I'll tell you, it was murder.
Exactly. So you have people from all different communities, all different backgrounds that will use our railway every day. So
what age group are you particularly looking for?
So there isn't really an age group. For the apprentice scheme, you could be 50, 60, 70, or you could be 18. So there is no age limit, so anyone can apply as long as they've had those 4 A-star to C grades.
Awesome. So if there's anybody out there who likes what they've heard, how can they get in contact with you?
So what I'd recommend is going on our website, www.networkrail.co.uk. There's so much information out there that will tell you information on how to apply the potential links as well. So definitely make that application. I do recommend it.
Awesome. So that is Joe from Network Rail, and he's promoting Future Engineers. Is it a course or a program?
So this is the year of engineering at the moment. So we really want to try and encourage more engineers, obviously for Network Rail, but I think as an industry, we want to do more. So we want to encourage more men and women to do STEM subjects, so like science, technology, engineering, maths. I think it's really important for the future workforce to have these skills. And engineering is a massive skill that we need at Network Rail.
Awesome. So listen, guys, if you're out there and you've got 4 A to C's and you fancy yourself doing something in the railway industry, please do get in contact with Network Rail. That's it for me. I'm going to put you back to Big Mac in the studio.
Yeah, this is Big Mac, right? Yes, we are still at the heart of it. Lambeth Big Careers Day. We went out, when I say we, me, myself, Clark, and then Sonia Polian, went to the construction quarters of the Lambeth Big Careers Day. When I say the construction quarters, they are outside predominantly. And this is what they had to say.
So we are here with Rahel of St. James's, right?
Correct.
What do you do?
So I'm the Employment and Skills Coordinator, and St. James is part of the Barclay Group, and together we're one of the biggest property developers in London.
So what are you really here for?
So at the moment I'm promoting some of the opportunities that we're going to have within the Lambeth and Wandsworth Borough over the next few months. We have a lot of apprenticeship and work placement opportunities for anyone that's a Lambeth or Wandsworth resident and interested in learning more about property development or construction.
Any requirements?
No, you just need to be from Lambeth or Wandsworth Borough and able to at least do a 1 week work placement, or if you are interested in an apprenticeship, you need to be at least 16 years old.
Do you pay for the work placements?
No, so most of our work placement opportunities are unpaid.
And how long would that be?
For the minimum of 1 week. It kind of depends on the opportunity, what you'll be doing it in, but usually they are about 1 to 2 weeks.
Right, it's been nice talking to you.
Okay, thank you.
Sonia Ponian here. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Right, okay, so listen, Sonia Ponian here reporting live from the Big Careers Day. Well, I'll say Big Careers Day, the Lambeth Big Careers Day. And I'm joined here by Bren from Mount Anvil. Bren, tell us a little bit about Mount Anvil and what you do.
We're a residential developer, have multiple sites across London, and today we're here to look for fresh new work experience placements or apprentices interested in an array of different trades.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just tell us some of the trades that you've got available.
So we'll be looking for, painting the picture. So we've got painting decorators, dry liners, bricklayers, electrical and plumbing.
Right, so you're from the construction industry.
We are indeed, we're a residential developer.
Okay, and what kind of age group, and are you looking for a male, female or both?
We're looking for everyone, so just people with the right attitude and aptitude towards work, that have that keen interest in construction and wanting to develop their career.
Awesome. Is there any training facilities available?
That will be through our subcontractors, so there will be chances to continue developing their career through different types of training. Yes.
And apprentices,
yes. We tend to take people on as for a work placement first, so they get to know the company and the company gets to know them. If that is a successful match, then they will be interviewed for an apprenticeship.
Awesome. And if there's anybody that can't actually get down here today, how can they get in contact with you?
They can email me direct. My email is bryn.parker@mountanvil.com.
Website?
And the website is www.mountanvil.com.
Thank you very much, Bryn. This is Sonia here. I'm just going to hand over to Clark.
Okay, Morgan Sino. Why building with Morgan Sino feels different? Okay, so you are into the building industry?
Yes, that's right. We are construction managers. So I know there's a stereotype about builders how we're just all about building them brick by brick, whereas all it is, we are actually managing the people that do that. And the management process is quite intricate in the sense that a lot is involved. There is also there's the site management, so the stereotypical high visibility vests, hard hats, walking around on site all day. So we do have that, but we manage people so that they do the right process. But there are also other faculties within that. So you have the quantity surveying, the commercial management, who need to understand how much things cost, how much money we're getting at any given time, you know, manage cash flow, see how much profit you're making, and so on. Another part is design management, so you need to make sure everything works. You can't just build it. And planning departments, engineering departments, there's so much that goes into it, and that is essentially what Morganson was about. And we offer opportunities for people to start at the bottom, work their way up, and yeah, have very successful careers.
That's good. And what's your name?
My name's Damien.
And what sort of requirements do you need to involve yourself in your company?
It kind of depends what level you're coming in at, basically. So if you're coming in as an apprentice, we're probably looking at someone who's got good GCSEs, A levels, able to go on a level 3 MBQ. I recruit also year outs, graduates, trainees. So they're different processes depending on which route you want to come through, basically.
And who are we talking to?
I'm Ellen Williamson. I work for the early careers part of the business.
It's been nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Awesome, Sonia Ponian here. We're still at the Lambeth Big Careers Day, and I'm joined here by Kimberly, aka Michelle Johnson. Right, Kimberly, tell us a little bit about your business, the name of it, and what you actually do.
Okay, so actually, we are a youth volunteering charity, and we're a national organisation that help young people to get involved in volunteering and social action. Mm-hmm. The reason why we're here today is to promote volunteering as a great way to gain skills and experience. Mm-hmm. So we've been talking to lots of young people about how volunteering can help them, you know, to get those skills that they may not have had before they apply for a job. Mm-hmm. But volunteering is great because it has a double benefit. Mm-hmm. While you're gaining those skills and experiences, you're also helping your community. Mm-hmm. And you're making a change in your community. Mm-hmm. So it's really great in that way. But we're also promoting this great new initiative backed by the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, and it's called the Inspired Card, and it will reward and recognise the volunteering that young people do.
Is that what the youth card is about?
Yeah, so the European Youth Card is the larger initiative. So what it does, it means that you can get rewards not only here in England, but you can also get them across Europe. Mm-hmm. So
hold on, is this like a reward scheme, like if you went to Sainsbury's or Tesco's and you get a card? So how much points do you get?
So there isn't a points system in place. Mm-hmm. It's just the young people who sign up. If you're young and you're between the ages of 14 to 25, mm-hmm. you can get the card for free.
Okay, so what is the benefits of having the card? Do they get free travel? Do they get discounts in Harrods?
Yeah. We've got lots of partners coming aboard at the moment. One of those partners is Pure Gym. Mm-hmm. We've got Let's, we've got Collins, who provide like revision material, dictionaries, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. We've also been giving away tickets. So for example, we gave away 100 tickets to the Afropunk Festival. We gave away some tickets more recently to the O2 Brixton Academy venue to go and see Bad Baby, who is a very popular young artist at the moment, Spice Girls, Damian Marley, and we're going to have more and more rewards coming on board, lots of partners coming on board.
Awesome.
As well.
Thank you very much. So what are you doing here today?
So we're getting the young people signed up for the card so that they can receive it in the next 7 to 14 days.
And that's all they've got to do is just sign up?
Yeah, all they have to do is sign up. Yeah. Once they're on our platform, obviously they can find volunteering opportunities, or they can apply for a grant of up to £500 to do their own project. The card is free and available to them once they've signed up.
Awesome. And listen, like, just tell the listeners, right, how important it is to do voluntary work, because nowadays employers want to see that you've done something in the community, and volunteering is in a fantastic way, right?
Yeah, it definitely is a fantastic way. Myself, actually, I started out by volunteering. When I was 16, I didn't want to go to university. Mm-hmm. I went straight into the job market looking for jobs, but no one would take me. Yeah. So I went and I volunteered, and actually I got great experience, and I had stuff that I could talk about, stuff that I could put on my CV, and actually I helped my communities. Till this day, there are people who still remember the stuff that I ran in my local community. Awesome. So it's great, and it's a brilliant way to meet friends. It's also a great way just to build yourself up, and be around other people who, you know, love the community.
People.
Yeah.
Awesome. Right, thank you very much. Oh, is there anybody out there that wants to get in contact with you? How do they do that?
Theinspired.com.
V for very,
inspired.com.
Awesome.
over to you, Clarky baby.
Thank you. Now on to Canary Wharf contractors, putting safety first. What do you do?
Hi there, I'm Julie Down from Canary Wharf Group. I'm from the CSR department, public affairs.
Yeah, and then...
And so the company is a property management and construction company. So we've built... Have you ever been to Canary Wharf?
Yeah.
It's beautiful, isn't it? So we've basically worked with our trade contractors, Allendale and others, to build the developments on the estate, really.
Are they expensive?
I think so, but I'm not from that side of business. Yeah, so I wouldn't know the cost.
So are you here to sell your products or to employ?
We are here to speak to... Today we've spoken to a few teachers and careers advisors, things like that. I might personally speak to the careers advisors to advise them that we provide insight visits for students who may not be sure of what they want to do in the future. So... And apprenticeships as well from our trade contractors. That's what we're here to do as well. We've got some live opportunities that we have on the website that we're promoting as well.
And who is this lovely lady beside you?
Hello, I'm Lena Farmer, and I work within the construction side of Canary Wharf. We actually haven't got anything vacant today, but our trade contractor has. But we basically, what we do in a nutshell, is we build all the buildings. We have 8 projects. And then we maintain them after by looking after them. We have jobs varying from cleaners, security, admin, project managers, on-site work, you name it, we do it as Canary Wharf.
Any requirements?
To get into Canary Wharf?
Yeah.
Of course. Every job has their requirements. Every job is different, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah. It's been nice talking to you.
It's been you too. Thank you very much.
All right. And who is this lovely lady here?
Oh, hello. My name is Sylvia O'Para. I'm the Group HR Manager for Allendale Group of Companies. We work with Canary Wharf contractors. We're one of their subcontractors on various projects.
So are you here to employ people?
We are here to try and see whether we can find apprentices and trainees for quantity surveying and estimating. A lot of students don't know what quantity surveyors and estimators do. So the idea is for us to try and promote that today.
Wow, and what age are you talking of?
Well, for the placements, we're happy to take students that are currently at college. During the summer, they can come and try out some of our roles and see what they think of the estimating or quantity surveying function. For the trainee program, that will be after they finish studying, so after college or university.
It'd be nice talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Live and direct from Lambeth Big Careers Day. And I'm actually going to be speaking to some of the students from the Michael Tippetts College. Right, and they are predominantly for?
It's for enterprise, independent living skills, and for work for people with learning disabilities.
Right. And I'm going to be talking to Andre. Andre, how are you today?
I'm very well.
Awesome. Now, tell us what you do at Michael Tippetts College.
We dairy work.
What kind of work do you do?
And the carpentry with the gardening with the Marisa. And carpentry. Painting.
Okay, so with your carpentry course, what kind of things have you made already?
A bench.
And
a bench house.
And did you paint them yourself?
Yes.
Are you a good painter?
Yeah.
Who says so?
Jordan.
All right, Jordan, let's talk to you. What do you do, Jordan?
We have a beautiful blue in the bed, in our station, in the car. And a racing car.
A racing car?
How about Andre? This is Andre. Yeah. Andre is a car blue.
Right, Andre's a carpenter, but what does Jordan do?
We have a great teams. We have win. I got win. I got races. Do me.
Do you have races? Car racing?
a car races.
On a computer game?
I'm a computer game. This is a computer print. Alright, happy birthday, Jordan. To 27th of July, Friday to Friday 18th.
Oh, well done. Thank you very much, Jordan. Happy birthday to Jordan on the 27th of July. To Jordan, how old are you going to be? Jordan. How old will you be, Jordan?
Happy birthday, Jordan.
Happy birthday to you. How old will you be?
Happy Jesus. Your message is the best ever.
It's going to be the best ever birthday. Who's baking the cakes?
Dizzy cake.
Dizzy? What do you mean, like lemon drizzle? Lemon cake? Disney. Who is your favourite Disney character?
Dizzy Charger cake. Me? Happy birthday cake.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Jordan.
You were the best purchases in 50 ever.
Okay. Awesome. So you're going to be 21 years old?
21 years.
And still young. Thank you very much, Jordan. And thank you very much, Andre, from Michael Tippett's College.
Colourful radio.
Live and direct here at the Lambeth Big Careers Day. That's right. And I'm joined here by Letitia, who's actually... Letitia or Latifa? Latifa, who is actually a student here at Lambeth College. Latifa, come close to me. Now, tell us, what is it that you're studying here? Don't be shy, because you just came into the office. You wanted to be on radio.
Let them know. Oh, my God. Okay, I study health and social care. Yeah? Yeah.
What year are you in?
Level one.
Beginning then?
Yeah.
Okay. So, when you study health and social care, what do you hope to achieve with this qualification?
I want to be a midwife.
Really? My girl come in and tell me about she's rude. Okay. So you want to be a midwife. Well, listen, women who are in labor, they don't want to hear people who are horrible to them. So you've got to learn to be nice, okay?
I am nice, yeah.
So why did you tell me you were rude?
Because I'm rude to some people when you irritate me or, like, ask me weird questions. But I'm a very nice person.
Yeah, but I won't be asking you rude questions.
Okay.
Right, so how long have you been here at Lambeth College?
Pardon?
How long have you been at Lambeth College studying?
This is my first year.
What school did you go to before this?
I used to live in Ireland, so I went to an Irish school.
Do you speak Gaelic?
Yeah.
Say something.
Diagwe.
What does that mean?
Hello.
Diagwe. Diagwe. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so you want to be a midwife, right? So you've been here for a year. How many years are you going to be here?
3 years.
Okay. 3 years?
Yeah.
Do you like it here? But you're going to be here for 3 years. That's a long time, a big chunk out of your life. There must be something about it here, a life as a student here that you like, even if it's your friends or your teachers.
Yeah, my friends. I don't like my teachers. I just have to put up with them for another 3 years.
That's good. As long as you get what you came here to do, which is to get your qualifications, and it's really important for you to get your qualifications. So the first year is already gone. Have you had your exams yet?
Yeah.
And how well do you think you've done?
Well,
I'm waiting.
I hope I did well anyway.
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much, Letitia. I'm also joined by...
Imani.
Imani? How old are you, Imani?
I'm 18.
What's your mum's name?
Tracy.
Where from?
Country.
No.
Area.
Yeah.
Norbury.
Okay, Norbury. I think I know your grandma. Who's your grandma? What's her name?
Twain.
Oh, no, I don't know her.
Well, her name's something else before, but she changed it.
What's her first name? All right, you can't remember. What are you studying here at Lambeth College? She can't remember her grandma's name. What are you studying here at Lambeth College? Let's see if you can remember that.
I was studying level 3 childcare.
Oh, want to work in a nursery, do you?
No, not anymore.
Okay, so why are you studying childcare?
Because before I wanted to work in a nursery, but now I want to work with older children, so...
Okay, so you still have to, so the qualifications that you get as a nursery, it enables you to work with up to 19-year-olds, right?
I don't know. I think so.
What qualifications are you doing?
Level 3.
Yeah. I think level 3 allows you to work with children up to 19 years old.
Yeah.
So you're doing level 3, so you've done level 2 already, right?
Yeah.
And you enjoy the course, but you don't want to work with the younger children.
Yeah, I enjoy the course.
But that's fine, because, you know, sometimes we start off in life thinking that we want to do something. And when we actually start to do it, we realise, well, hey, actually, that's not for me. But you still want to work in childcare or in the childcare industry. You just want to work with an older set of people, right?
Yeah.
Like 15 plus youth work?
Yeah, I want to be a mentor, a behavioural mentor.
A what mentor?
A behavioural mentor.
So are you a good product of your environment?
Yeah.
Do you behave yourself, in other words?
Slightly.
So you want to be a behaviour mentor. That means you want people to look at you and you want to be a role model in society. So if you want to be a role model in society, I'm assuming you're a good person and you do the right thing all the time.
No one is right all the time. Okay, well, I'm not right all the time, but majority of the time I do as good as I can.
So. Awesome. All right. So how long you got left here on your course here at Lambeth College?
I finished now.
So did you enjoy your stay here?
Yeah, kind of.
All right. Well, that's it, guys. That's it from us here at the Careers, the Lambeth Big Careers Day. We'll catch you later.
Lambeth Big Careers Day, 45 Clapham Common, the south side. It's beginning to wrap up, but we still have another lady to commit to. Yes, she's going to come and give us some information. And who are you, madam?
Hello, everyone. My name is Louise Finkel, and I'm director of a special needs college in the borough of Lambeth.
Okay, so we had some of your students here earlier on, didn't we?
Yes, you did. You had some of our young people here. They loved the radio coming because we came here last year and you welcomed us very much here. So we wanted to come back.
Excellent. In fact, one of them was 21. He's going to be 21 soon, isn't he?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, so tell me more. Sorry, tell me more about what you do.
So the young people that come to our college, they all have a special need. And what's good about coming here to Lambeth College is we're meeting employers that are willing to either give them a placement, a work experience, a possible internship to go on to work, because that's what the young people are telling us they want to do, and not to be discriminated against their special need, that there's full equal opportunities from everything from the army to hospitality in hotel management, that they will be have their doors open, really, and be willing to take on our young people.
So it's a big equal ops situation there, because I mean they were wonderful actually, and they actually waited patiently because we had something running, and they were fantastic.
Yeah, you're very welcoming to the young people. It is a quite daunting this place. Lambeth College are very, very good to the Michael Tippett College students, and you know there's a lot of information here, and with the young people with special needs, their sensory needs can be a bit of an overload. So it's lovely that the college welcomed us and gave us an area that we could chill out in and also be able to access everything that's here at the college.
Yeah, it's understandable because this whole situation, especially earlier, can be a little bit overwhelming and it's loud and it's noisy, especially with us blasting music at people as well.
But the great thing is not to segregate our young people from wonderful events like this. It is to make it inclusive. And what the team at the Michael Tippett at Lambeth College did is to let us know that how they could help us. And they've always had a door open to make sure our young people can have their voice. And it's been our second year here. And throughout the 2 years that we've been part of Lambeth College, to be involved in the inclusiveness of our young people, not to be secluded as they are in society, because they are a very marginalised section of society, you know, they have a voice, and this place has been an amazing platform for them. Yes, it is big, it is overwhelming for most of us, but it is very welcoming, and we have to really, really get the message of what Lambeth College, the Michael Tippett College, all the providers are doing here, including yourself, to advocate for those who just find it a bit difficult to get out in the world there.
Okay, so if people want to get in contact with you once you leave here, what's the information that they need to know?
What they need to know is there's no discrimination for those with special needs. So if anyone has an education health care plan, which is part of their statement, themselves and their family can come and visit us at the Michael Tippett College. We are based in the borough of Lambeth. We're off Weir Road. And yes, we're right in the heart of an estate that have welcomed us extremely well. And we are small, but we are very, very dynamic and big in how we express ourselves.
Weir Road, know it well. I was born around there, actually.
So was I.
I.
Really?
At the maternity hospital.
Yes. So was I. Oh, wow. That's a bit disturbing. I think it was Lambeth Hospital, I think, at the time.
It was a maternity. It was a maternity hospital, yes. I was born there too.
Ooh, that's a bit disturbing.
You're going to tell me my age.
Likewise, I won't do that anyway. Well, let's put this like this used to be my school, and I haven't been here for 37 years, like I told somebody, yes, when it was a school back then. So, yeah, it's been fun being here. It's been really strange.
It's fantastic when you see places that you're born in and you're brought up and you study and you come back to work, how you can make that investment in society. And that's what makes it really, really good. Really, really good.
Okay, thank you for coming down. It's been marvellous. Splendid. Okay, I think we'll quickly throw back to the studio. Oh, actually, no, we got another interview. Oh, so I got Clark. Go ahead, Clark.
Yeah, if this was your school, it is my college. I wouldn't say it was my college. I'm here with Adrian, the man in charge of Lambeth Big Careers Day. I'm going to be beaten up for saying that, but Adrian, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, I'm
tired. I know. Is it not getting too big?
The days? No, it can get bigger. Hopefully next year. I'd like to see us do it again and more people. We just need to get more of the college used, that's all.
But can you contain more people?
Yes, we can. We've got more spaces, more planning, a little bit more organisation, and anything's possible.
Generally, how has it been so far?
It's been a fantastic day. I think it's been a great improvement even on last year, which we were really pleased with. We've had an amazing response from the employers, and that's so important for us to have those employers come in from all the different sectors, talking to all the different students that we have here, and also to all the students from all the schools in Lambeth who've been here today.
Excellent. What should we look up for next year?
Next year, I'd like to encourage any employers listening to say, you know, come to me, come to the college, ask about it. Get in touch with us, not just for next year, but enable to, throughout the year coming, to have relationships with employers so we can get students of all ages, not just young people, the chance to experience work, to look at careers, and to make their way, make the pathways, and making decisions about where they want to go, and also, you know, sort of how they cope with the future. Because these days, everyone talks about the young people and jobs and careers and things like that. But many of us already have had two or three different careers in our lifetimes. And I'm told by the experts that that's going to continue. And in fact, more people are going to have different careers over their life. So it's never too late to learn, educate yourself, and find a new career. So that's my sort of message I'm coming up.
Has this event come to stay?
I really hope so. This is the third year now. So the first year we did it on a Saturday, which kind of didn't really work because I think it's better with the schools to have it during the week because they don't want to come on the Saturday, which I understand. Last year we developed a bit further. This year the workshops have worked a lot better. So there have been workshops on interview techniques. There's been a great workshop on just how you approach talking to an employer. How do you create an impression? So that was really good. We've had ones on degree apprenticeships. We've had ones on apprenticeships in themselves, the basic level. So I think it's been a real success from the from that workshop point of view particularly.
That's it. It's been nice talking to you.
It's been great having you back, and hopefully if we go next year, you come back again as well.
Thank you. I know what do you like, doctor.
Well, that was interesting.
Very interesting. It used to be your school, you said, yeah?
Yeah, I used to go to school here.
And, was that called Henry Thornton?
Henry Thornton School. Right? There's a building over there called the Henry Thornton Building.
It's no more a school. It's a college now.
Yes. It was a long time ago.
Like it's my pre-pupil, pre-student. Yep. I must be the odd one out around here.
Don't worry, I'll take you. Don't worry, I'll take you around, yeah?
Yes.
To see who?
So, to see everybody, the students.
Your ex-teacher?
Yeah, why not?
What did she teach you?
A lot.
No, come on. You done what? Radio communication?
Charisma?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was the lesson that you... What's the course called?
Multimedia journalism.
There you go. That's what he done. Multimedia journalism at Lambeth College. Say it, be loud and proud, baby.
Yeah.
That course never existed when I was here, so, you know. Yeah, Mr. Supercool. I'm qualified.
No. Okay.
I did CSE electronics here. There you go. Yeah, lots of words.
So it's going to be an annual thing now.
Yes.
So next year, hopefully, we will be here.
No, we will be here next year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
well, the big boss just said, you know, we're going to be here next year, so... Exactly.
Yeah. It was fun here. As I said, it's been a long time since I walked through these doors, and it was interesting to wander around the building and see things. And more to the point, it was really packed. I wasn't expecting that on a day like this as well. There was a lot of people here.
Yeah. If you noticed, like, there were people inside the gym, and because the sun came out, they all moved to the outside area. That was quite nice to be out there.
Where was the gym?
You know, the gym. You know, we want to go outside and, for the construction.
Yeah, the other side. Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were in there before.
Oh, that's the new building, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all new.
Yeah, that's the Henry Thornton building.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So,
yes.
Lambeth Big Careers Day.
Yep, it's been an
How has your day been today?
You know me, I love to be buzzing around.
I know.
And talking to
people. I know, you've been buzzing these days, you know. Where did you get your energy from?
This is what I was born to do, Clark. You know that, baby, okay? So whenever we have an event like this, that's what I do. I execute my job.
Yeah, exactly.
You did in spades. Yes,
and Mark, what has your day been so far?
Well, as I said, it was interesting coming here, and I did speak to a few things, but obviously Sonia had swooped in with just about everybody already. So, you know, I just
next time you need to come. Exactly, you need to come very early.
Obviously.
If not, nobody for you to interview, especially when Sonia is on the board.
Yeah, because I went to other people, and they went, "No, we've already been spoken to." So, all right, fair enough. Thanks. Bye bye.
Okay. Anyway,
that's it from us. I think Drive is coming up at 4 with Julie Ann. She's going to be doing what she does best. So, in fact, we're not in the studio, so she won't throw me out of the chair.
What do you do on Colourful Radio?
Me, I do Mondays between 1 and 4. It's part of the lazy afternoon. It's gourmet sounds and warm vibes.
And what do you do?
Me, I do Colourful Live Wednesdays, every Wednesday, 10 till 12.
And if you're bored of them too, I will wake you up, shake you up, and step you up in the morning from 7 to 9. My name is Clark.
Wonderful. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
This is Colourful Radio.